If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Welcome back to the Bama Online Podcast. Travis Ryer, Senior Analyst for BOL, joined by Recruiting Analyst Hank South. It is Friday, June the 18th, 2021, and we've got so much to get into, especially on the football front, where the Alabama Crimson Tide, a huge official visit weekend, stars galore, even some underclassmen, some future prospects on the list expected in Tuscaloosa this weekend of note. We'll get into all that with Hank coming up in just a little bit. But Hank, first, wanted to start with hoops because we talk about five stars in relation to Nick Saban-led recruiting efforts on the football side of things. But Nate Oates, Brian Hodgson, Antoine Petway, that Alabama men's basketball staff continues to bring in elite, high-caliber prospects. That doesn't seem to be slowing at any point here in the near future either. But wanted to touch on a couple of the five stars that have been through Tuscaloosa in the last week or so. And Jaden Bradley, the five-star point guard from IMG, top 10 player nationally for the 2022 cycle. Know you caught up with Jaden's father, Nathan, in the last week or so. What was the sort of sense or vibe you got from Mr. Bradley as far as their visit to the Capstone?
Yeah, you know, it sounds like Bama really hit a home run with that visit. Spoke with Jaden's dad. They're actually, it's interesting. So he's at IMG Academy. He's from Charlotte, but before Charlotte, they were in Rochester, New York. So they're actually pretty familiar with Nate Oates and Brian Hodgson during their time at Buffalo. So they wanted to get out there and meet them in Alabama, see what was going on there. He called the visit first class. They spent time with Javon Quinterly, J.D. Davison. They talked about, you know, the NBA development, the style of play. They just sounded like, you know, they really enjoyed their time on campus, and Bama really impressed them. So, you know, he's obviously, you know, high level recruit. I think he was at North Carolina this week for a midweek official, and I think he has one more trip this weekend. Maybe I might be wrong. Arizona, maybe for an official visit this weekend. He was at Michigan earlier in the month. So they're doing a lot of trips this month. They're going to narrow it down. He's going to make a decision, I believe, in September. So there's some time to go. But it sounds like Bama set itself up pretty good. The crystal ball right now is Kentucky and North Carolina. So we'll see, you know, if anything changes here in the next couple months. But sounds like Bama, you know, left a very positive impression.
Yeah, and I guess when you see your program as a coach, assistant coach, in the mix with the Kentuckys and the North Carolinas on a pretty consistent basis, it sort of underscores the pool of prospects that you're attracting interest from and trying to land subsequently. And another one of those guys is Brandon Miller, the five-star small forward from Antioch, Tennessee. I would guess home state Tennessee, a big part of his recruitment as well. But how did Alabama seem to impact him in terms of his visit to the folks over there off Bryant Drive?
Yeah, same thing. It sounds like they really impressed him. He actually has a special connection to Alabama. His dad played football in Tuscaloosa. Daryl Miller, I believe in the 90s, was a football player. So obviously has some ties to the university overall. I actually asked him about that, caught up with him yesterday after his official visit. He said, you know, the connection to Alabama isn't going to play a role in his decision. You know, his dad wants him to go wherever he wants to go. But, it sounds like Bama is very highly among his choices. I think he was at Auburn earlier in the month. He had a trip to Alabama, then he's going to Kentucky not this weekend, but next weekend. So he's looking to make a top eight in August, he said, and then narrow it down from there. So he's not, his timeline isn't as concrete as maybe like Jaden Bradley, but getting one of the five official visits, you can imagine Bama is right there in his top group. He talked about I asked him what really has Bama in the mix, and he said it's just his bond with Brian Hodgson and Nate Oates. He said they talk all the time. He said they want to use him as a 6'8" guard. So he likes their style of play, what they do, and so sounds like Bama's in a good spot there. He hung out again, like Jaden Bradley, hung out with J.D. Davison, Javon Quinterly, and he spent time with Noah Gurley as well. So the players on the team certainly getting involved with the recruiting process as well, getting these top guys. So we'll see where things stand, but I think Bama's in that top group for him as well.
Yeah, listed as a small forward, but you hit on it. A lot of programs see this guy as a true guard at 6'8", maybe even able to play on the basketball, similar to Herb Jones here in recent years at Alabama. So meteoric rise, I think you could say, for Brandon Miller, now listed as the number 4 small forward and number 9 overall prospect for the 2022 cycle, according to the 24/7 Sports composite ranking. So just a couple of top 10 guys nationally coming through.
No biggie.
On official visits. No big deal, right? Wow. I mean, that's happened. That's happened on an annual basis throughout the years for Alabama men's basketball. Of course, there's some sarcasm there in that statement. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got so much to get into from the football perspective. We're going to give Hank a chance to sort of brace himself as we get ready for football recruiting talk here on the Bama Online Podcast. That coming up and more when the BOL pod returns right after this.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Back with more of the Bama Online Podcast, Friday, June the 18th, 2021. And we talked about it since the outset of the pod today. Huge weekend at the Capstone from a football perspective. And I guess a couple of the common denominators in this recruiting effort for Alabama this month: Ty Simpson, the 5-star quarterback commitment for the Crimson Tide from Martin, Tennessee. Emmanuel Henderson, the 5-star running back commitment for Alabama from Hartford, Alabama, down in the southern part of the state, Geneva County High School. Seems like those guys are at least having their mail forwarded, I guess you could say, maybe for the month of June, Hank, when it comes to their time spent in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, they've become regulars, which is, on top of, just having them on campus or on someone else's campus. So that's a big plus. They're locked in with their commitments and not wavering. So, having them around the other recruits, other high level recruits, it's certainly a plus. I think Ty Simpson's, or he is, his visit next weekend will be an official visit to Alabama. So he'll get that out of the way. And another guy, two other Bama commits expected this weekend, Elijah Brown, he'll be on campus for the weekend. So this will be his first look. It's an unofficial visit. He'll take his official in the fall. And then Walter Bobb's working out on Saturday. So two other guys getting their first look at campus that are currently committed. So certainly big to get those guys in as well.
Yeah, from an official visit standpoint, 5-star offensive tackle expected on campus, I guess. Hank, from the state of Virginia, state mm-hmm. that's been pretty good to Alabama in the past. I believe Jonathan Allen was a Virginia guy years ago. What's sort of the expectation with Zach Rice?
Yeah, this is an interesting one. You know, Bama wasn't in his original top eight. I think early on this year, maybe late last year, they offered him early on, spoke really highly of it at the time. You know, spoke with Kyle Flood back in the day when he got the offer. Then I think things maybe kind of simmered a little bit. But when Doug Marrone came on board, Bama really started to pick it up and really climb back into his top group. And he put out a top five, and Bama was in it. So it went from outside the top eight to inside the top five. He'll be on an official visit this weekend, and a lot of people think Bama is actually trending in this recruitment. So we'll see if Bama can, keep that vibe going, or pick it up even more and really build some momentum for itself with Zach Rice. Hopefully we'll catch up with him on Sunday after he's done. But a guy they've certainly made up ground for in the last 4 months.
Yeah, Luther Byrd, one of these committed elsewhere prospects expected in town this weekend. You also have Damani Jackson. Speaking of perhaps flip watch candidates, the five-star cornerback from Mater Dei High School in Santa Ana, California, another program that Alabama has mined successfully, including just a year or two ago with Bryce Young.
We'll see a flip season is active. Luther Burden, he's an interesting one just because, obviously Bama recruits wide receivers so well. They've been kind of a thorn in the side of Oklahoma with all sorts of positions, not just wide receiver, flipping Drew Sanders, flipping Jace McClellan, landing Kamar Wheaton, which Oklahoma fans thought was a done deal. Looked like a done deal to Oklahoma for a while, then he commits to Alabama. He's from St. Louis, and he's actually close with Jameson Williams, who just obviously committed to Bama from Ohio State as a through the transfer portal. So that's going to be an interesting visit. I think he visited Missouri as well recently, so he's keeping his ears open a little bit, as most of these kids are, despite being committed somewhere. Damani Jackson, he's taking a 4-day unofficial visit to Alabama. So not even an official visit. It's a 4-day unofficial visit to check it out for himself. See what it's like. Obviously, Bama has a pretty good track record with five-star flips, from USC and Mater Dei High School. Obviously Bryce Young in the class of 2020. So we'll see if Damani Jackson, follows with that trend, and, maybe changes it up. He's been committed to USC since, I think, January. We'll see what happens there. But some big visits with guys committed elsewhere this weekend. We'll see if Bama can work their magic and flip some of these guys.
Yeah, more official visitors. Elijah Pritchett, a four-star offensive tackle from Columbus, Georgia. Anai White, the four-star weak side defensive end, Jack linebacker, target from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Branson Robinson, a four-star running back from Madison, Mississippi, there in the Magnolia State. And that's interesting, I guess, because with Emmanuel Henderson already committed, Le'Veon Moss committed at the running back position. How does that situation currently sit with a highly regarded running back in Branson Robinson?
Yeah, I don't think Bama's going to really slow down recruiting running backs. If you look at Le'Veon Moss, obviously, he just committed. He's keeping his ears open. He actually just went on an official visit to TCU last weekend, and he's going to be at Texas A&M this weekend. So he hasn't really slowed down his recruitment. So I don't think, Bama's going to do this.
You shop, do that. We shop.
Right, right.
In the words of Nick Saban.
So, they're still going to host guys like Branson Robinson. Nicholas Singleton's another top running back that's supposed to officially visit next week. So, we've talked about it before. Emmanuel Henderson maybe could be more considered as an athlete in the class. So, that might play into it as well. But, yeah, Anai White, Bama's had success recruiting that area, whether it be Christian Barmore in the past. He'll be down for an official visit. He's been pursued by everyone. It sounds like Bama maybe has separated itself a little bit. We'll see if that's the case after the weekend. Elijah Pritchett, who, Bama's probably going head to head with Florida State right now for him, four-star offensive tackle from Columbus, Georgia, on an official visit. Isaiah Bond, back to the committed elsewhere, the four-star corner from Buford, Georgia, same school as Seth McLaughlin. he's expected in. He just recently committed to Florida, so we'll see if Bama makes any headway there. Bryce Anderson. I mean, the list goes. I feel like, you know, it goes on and on and on with these official visits. I don't think I've seen 10 official visitors or 9 or 10 in a long time. You know, usually it's capped out at 6 or 7. It feels like, but no, massive, massive weekend. We'll have a preview up here in a little bit at Bama Online as well.
And it seems like as you go down this list, Hank, areas where you've seen Alabama has success in the past, and you know, not that there isn't new areas that you know, you could see this staff continue to work. I mean, we just saw Alabama pick up a punter from Australia, for crying out loud. But McDonough School for Dennis Sutton in the DMV area, Baltimore, DC. Alabama's had success in Buford, Georgia. Seth McLaughlin, I believe, here a couple of classes ago, was a product of that outstanding program over in the Atlanta area. And of course, Santa Ana, Mater Dei, you talked about it, Tommy Brown, in addition to Bryce Young. So it just seems like Alabama has established some footholds, I guess you could say, at some of these programs that aren't exactly an hour and a half from campus either.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're definitely have a national footprint, a worldwide footprint.
Global.
It seems like just every year, you know, the staff turnover, and then, you know, Bama just, you know, they reload the staff with solid recruiters, and guys just kind of go from there. We've seen Holman Wiggins take over in the state of California for Sark. He's really just excelled there. We've seen Pete Golding recruit really well this spring and in early summer. You know, guys like Jay Valai have done really well. Robert Gillespie, everyone speaks really highly of him that I talked to, that he's on. Charles Kelly, South Sincere, we know they can recruit. So just doing really solid. But I guess we haven't mentioned, I don't know if you're going to bring him up next, but maybe the biggest visitor, at least 2023 for sure.
Oh, I was getting there.
Okay, yeah,
I was getting there.
I won't mess it up.
Go right ahead. Bring us into Cuppa's boy.
Yeah, no, yeah. So Friday, Arch Manning will make his first trip over to Tuscaloosa. I believe he's going to work out. There's not an actual camp, but guys can still, do private workouts throughout the month. So. Big visit. You know, every school that he's been to, it seems like there's been some sort of viral news. You know, he was at Clemson earlier in the month, and he had that throw that went viral on Twitter. He like flipped the ball and threw it like 60 yards perfectly to DJ Uiagalelei's little brother. So that went viral. He went to Texas last weekend, was taking pictures there. We did their camp. I think he went to LSU over the weekend, or not over the weekend, earlier this week on Tuesday, I think. And then he'll be Tuscaloosa today. And I think he's going to Georgia later in the month. So he's really, you know, diving into this recruiting process head on, seeing, you know, where things stand. You know, I don't think he's anywhere near a decision, but it sounds like Bama has really, not many people talk to Arch Manning. You know, he's not talking about his recruitment too much, with reporters, but, it sounds like Bama has really impressed him thus far. You know, speaking with Nick Saban, you know, Pete Golding recruits Louisiana really well. Bill O'Brien has really impressed a lot of kids. So, you know, we'll see, how much of an impression this visit leaves on Friday. But big to get him on campus this early for sure.
You know, and we talk about Saturday being such a huge day, but Sunday, you mentioned Walter Bobb, the commitment for UA, 4-star strong side defensive end from Lafayette, Louisiana, coming in. And also, we don't want to dismiss the presence of a strong group of in-state kids, including Curtis Perry, the 4-star defensive tackle from Park Crossing High School in Montgomery. Looks like that Montgomery area, kind of East Alabama, going to have a strong presence, including some fairly highly regarded 2023 prospects on Sunday as well. So, again, whereas we talk about this global now footprint that Alabama football has on the recruiting trail, still some important in-state guys out there, including a few coming in this weekend.
Yeah, so Bama, they have this massive official visitors weekend, but they'll also have the OLDL camp, the one-day camp they run, and then the 7-on-7 camp. So there's going to be, kids are going to pop up. Like, we have guys on this visitors list. I mean, it'll probably expand by, you know, several dozen more. You know, by the time it's all said and done, you'll see kids just tweet that they're Bama. You know, didn't really know they were coming, but add them to the list. Curtis Perry returning. He was already on campus once earlier this month. He'll be back. Carmelo English is a guy I'm excited to see how he does during camp. The 2023 four-star wide receiver from Phoenix City. James Smith, who's arguably the number one player in the class of 2023 in the country. I think he's number two right now, maybe number three, from Montgomery, Carver, defensive tackle. He'll be on campus. And then a guy that's worth watching, Jaquavius Rousseau, is another guy from the Montgomery area that's coming with Curtis Perry and James Smith. He's a three-star weak side defensive end in the 2023 class that could probably make some noise and see his stock rise this weekend and, you know, moving forward. So, yeah, I mean, just starting yesterday, Damani Jackson arrived on campus on Thursday. But, you know, really starting today through Sunday, you know, it's just there's a lot happening. So it's going to be a good time to keep it tuned to Bama Online. And, you know, we'll have a live thread going and you know, I expect, you know, plenty of news to pop out of this.
And a five-star presence on Sunday as well. And Shamar Stewart, I guess, the five-star defensive lineman from Opa-locka, Florida, Monsignor Pace High School. And again, we talk about honey holes for Alabama recruiting in the past. South Florida has been a big, big part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Shamar Stewart, that's a guy that, you know, early on, Bama offered him just about this time last year. You know, I feel like I was talking to him about the offer, but, you know, LSU has been a school that's been mentioned a lot. I think Georgia has been mentioned a lot for him, and Bama kind of didn't seem to be really in the conversation the last, you know, few months. And then he set this visit to come out to Tuscaloosa. So we'll see if they make any moves for him on this trip. I'm not sure if he's going to work out or if he's just coming for a visit, but nonetheless, he'll be on campus. So and also on Saturday, arriving for an official visit is Jaron Kanak, who's kind of an interesting kid from Kansas. Three-star right now. He's a three-star. I think he'll be pretty highly ranked by the time this is all said and done, but 6'2", 210 athlete from the state of Kansas. He ran, I don't want to discredit him. I think he ran a 10.31 in the 40 at 210 pounds. So lightning fast, a guy that can play either side of the ball, but I think Bama likes him more as a linebacker. He's at Oklahoma currently, but supposed to come to Alabama on Saturday for an official visit. So Clemson's been talked about, you know, that Isaiah Simmons comparison has been used. I think, well, Simmons was from Kansas too, right? I think so. That kind of, you know, guy they found out kind of in the middle of nowhere that's just a stud. That's been the comparison they've been using. Michigan's in it for him. He's at Oklahoma. Clemson's trending on the crystal ball. So we'll see where Bama sits for him after this trip, but certainly an interesting name to watch this weekend as well.
As we get out of here on this Friday, Hank, I got to ask you, commitment watch, is there a prospect or two, basketball and or football, that maybe you're paying especially close attention to in terms of potentially popping here in the not too distant future?
Yeah, I guess this weekend, if we're looking at this visitors list, you know, anything can happen. You have this many top guys on campus, you know, we'll see, you know, camp underclassmen, you know, kids can just decide to commit if they get the green light. So we'll certainly be watching. But I think if you had to pick one kid out of the official visitors, Elijah Pritchett's been a guy I've been watching. And like I said earlier, you know, I think it's head to head right now with Florida State for Elijah Pritchett. He was on campus for a day. This is an official visit this weekend. I think he's going to, I forgot what visit he has next weekend, but that's a guy I think he originally said he wants to make a decision in early July. So if you're looking at timelines, you know, that would make sense. You know, just overall guys, you know, keeping an eye on in the next few weeks, you know, Shamar James, I feel like I've been saying that a bunch. I think he's looking to make a decision here pretty quick. Early July probably is the most realistic timeline. He'll be at Florida this weekend, which is the other program in his top two. A guy I'm keeping a close eye on is Jake Taylor, four-star offensive tackle. He was on an official visit the weekend before last. So that first weekend of June, he made his trip over to Tuscaloosa. He has Bama in his top three. So he was at Notre Dame last weekend. He'll be at Oklahoma this weekend. But I think he's trying to make a decision here in early July as well. So, you know, take these visits and then kind of reevaluate things, see where things stand. But I think Bama really stepped ahead for him. I know Oklahoma is still trending on the crystal ball, and you know, we'll see if they solidify that this weekend. But I think Bama really kind of gained maybe an edge for him on that visit in early June. So I got those three names. And again, you know, it's June. There's hundreds of kids coming through campus. You know, we'll see guys randomly pop. You know, I didn't have Le'Veon Moss on commitment watch prior to his official visit. And then, of course, he committed. So certainly anything's possible. But if, you know, you're picking names, I'd say those three I'm watching.
There you go. Hank South, always great, great stuff here on the Bama Online Podcast. And certainly, as Hank said earlier, you need to post up throughout the weekend, every day for that matter, on the Roundtable, the premium message board of choice for Alabama Crimson Tide fans around the world. Hank South, a big part of that coverage for us at BOL. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the Bama Online Podcast, I would think now would be a good time to do that. Certainly on topic when it comes to Alabama athletics here on the Bama Online Podcast. We also do the breaking news podcast from time to time. So hit that subscription button right now. Leave us a rating and a review if you don't mind. That would help us out tremendously as well. Hank, as always, appreciate it. Know it's going to be a busy weekend, but we certainly appreciate all the hard work.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, Travis.
There he goes. Hank South. I'm Travis Ryer. Thanking you once again for joining us here on the Bama Online Podcast. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.